This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
You were hanging out with the worst guys.
It's the best podcast in the world, though, baby.
Here we go. Yeah, yeah.
Why these niggas see you? Go home,
ride. Yeah, hi, Roger. What's up, my G?
Hey, I'm easy.
Easy living, easy living. You sound like you living in the clouds, man. You talking like you Snoop Dogg out here, man.
Hey, this is how you talk when you know too much and you don't want to speak too much because the people don't know enough.
Because then they don't believe you.
Yeah.
Because you tell people things and then they're like, no, this is Popeye.
When you about to run a 100-meter race in 2009 and you tell niggas, hey, niggas, I'm going to beat all your asses, then they tune you. No, did you see how you lost in 2008? And then you will pass.
Oh, shit. We're going to the glory days now. Back to the glory days.
Everything I said, what is it?
Everything I said, it happened.
Everything I said, it happened. Yes, my life is Michael Jackson. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yourself, what's happening?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Living, working hard, man. Yo, we on the grind these days.
Who's not working hard?
Yeah.
And that's also part and parcel of the reason why I'm talking like this. And, like, dude, like.
It's hard, eh? Like, hey. Nobody really told us how hard it was going to be, man.
Yeah. Like, you know, when situations arise and you're like. You know what you gotta do, but you know it's not what you really wanted. But you need to take that step and you need to do that thing to get the desired result.
Yeah, because eventually, if you miss steps, it just delays the goal.
Dude,
yeah.
Eric Thomas said something so profound for me, and it's so real. He's like, that one moment that you say, ah, I'll do it tomorrow, or ah, I'll do it later, it could set your shit back. Years,
yeah,
months,
weeks.
You don't know how long of a delay you're causing.
That's so true. Stay prepared so you never have to get prepared.
Know what I mean?
And I think that has to do with a little bit of, that's why your luck improves as well when you work hard. I don't know if we should tell people about what the Shandies is in Africa XP. Not yet. Yo, don't see it up. But the worst guy's got some good news coming for you. We might just be on your TV screen.
Yeah. Soon. I think that's all I'll say. People.
Yeah.
Even internally ourselves.
We just need to sign contracts and shit. We want to make sure is legit.
I think for me right now, I'm in a space where the only way I let people know is for them to actually see. I'm done talking because they don't believe you anymore when you talk.
That's
just
true.
Got this.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, now where is it? And then it materializes and like, you all put it.
Yeah. Let the work do the talking.
And it doesn't even stutter.
I hear you. Anyway, welcome to The Worst Guys. You are now tuned into the best podcast in the world. And we are talking about whether or not we are niggers. Are you a nigger as a young black man? Because, you know, this is something for me that has been on my mind for a very long time. Because I've thought a lot about my use of the word nigger. And you see it come across in music as well. A lot in music, especially the music that I like. And this is the dictionary definition of nigger. Nigger. Noun. Offensive. A contemptuous term for a black or dark-skinned person. I think that's putting it lightly. That's putting it lightly. Well done, Google. Very diplomatic on that one. So.
Can I give another definition?
Give a definition, my boy.
From Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah. This one's probably going to be
this
good.
Is the one where the woke kids get all of their definitions from.
Yeah.
This is the one where you can find the definition of screw. But nigga, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they even have how you pronounce it. Nigga. N-I-H-G-U-H. That's how you would pronounce it.
Nigga.
You know. So when you're busy saying nigger,
nigger. It was the definition.
All right. Racist term used to describe any dark-skinned people, but generally reserved for those of African descent.
Mm.
Term used by incredibly ignorant black people to to describe themselves, but considered racist when used by non-blacks. Carte blanche to black people.
Wait. Let's tackle that one, because they say incredibly ignorant black people use the word nigger. This is actually
facts or
look
myths.
Like I said earlier, I've been struggling with whether I should use the term nigger. My whole feeling is that I am what you made me. You know? Like, I'm not born of Europe. I'm not born of the culture that I now live in. I was forced to live in it, and my actual nature is outside of this, naturally. But now that I'm inside of this, I have no choice, but I still have my own natural nature, and that's what makes me a nigger, and that's what will always make me a nigger. I'll always be outside of what you are, or what the West is, or what the ideal is, or, well, what we know as the ideal currently. It's going to change.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm a nigger. Like, it's something as simple as why all black people can dance. You know, we've got this thing of our own, and I can't explain what it is, but you know, we have this culture, we have this understanding, we have this rhythm that can't be shared. You know, we can't give that to white people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So in that sense, I feel like a nigger, in the sense that yeah, dog, I am gonna be loud, and I am gonna talk my shit, and I am gonna blast my music when I'm riding in the streets. I am gonna dance and go crazy. I'm not gonna sit prim and proper and drink tea and ask for crumpets with the queen. That's not what I wanna do. That's not my ideal in life. Do you know? So I do feel like I'm a nigger in that sense, in the sense that I do not belong. You know, I don't think nigger in the sense when I call you my nigger, it's not like being like I demean you or I think you're lesser.
Mm.
I think we're the same. That's why it's my nigger, and that's why white people can't say it, because they're not the same as us. They don't have that thing that connects us. My nigga. A white person can't say my nigga because he doesn't know what it feels like to be black. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's where the confusion comes in, where we like, we let black people say it to each other, but we don't let white people say it. Why not? Because they're not. Why do you want to be a part of something that you're not a part of? Why, for stand? Why you want to culturally appropriate? Even your own term you want to culturally appropriate, because we've taken it and we've owned it and we've taken away that power and we've made it an understanding amongst ourselves that, yo, we share history, we share culture, we share a rhythm that they don't have, my nigga. You know, we are different.
Mm.
But
does nigga stem out beyond all of the non-white cultures? So I'm talking, since Asians in South Africa fall under black, do you think, well, I wouldn't say they fall under
like
black,
Indians are niggas.
Yeah, are Indians niggas? Are coloured niggas?
Mm.
You know,
niggas,
nigga, who like it, my nigga?
Yeah. Dude, anybody outside, yeah. Yeah, I think anybody outside of the westernized world, which is the world we've all assimilated to. So if your culture is outside, you are a nigger of a sorts, you know, not necessarily because like we have our own term kafir, but that's like a bit too rough.
Yeah,
it's too rough on the ear. It's like,
shit. What? Hey, guy. Whew.
That one is like,
That one we can only, you know, use the same way we use nigger, like in the year 3000.
Yeah. No, not even, dog. It's too deep, dog.
What about calf?
Calf? Yo, yes, look at these caps, me. That one's pretty wavy. Oh, nice.
Calf.
Calf. Hey, what's up, calf?
You think we should actually, you know, pioneer
it, yeah, pioneer, take it to the future. No. Let's leave it out. I like nigger. Nigger sounds cool.
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue nicely. There's no need for...
I feel like I'm going to be that guy who starts it, but the thing is, I'm gonna get so much flack, like Kanye West. I'm gonna be that guy on my tracks. Yo, shout out to my calf.
I'm a free thinker.
Shout out to my calf, Dave Martian on the beats right now. You know, hey yo, calf, turn me out. Yeah, yeah. This is my all my caps in the hood. Yeah,
put your hands up. All my caps in the street. Put your hands up.
If you're a real cap. Yeah, all my real caps know this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She fucking with the real caps.
So yeah. I don't know. This is just how I feel about black people. You know, I can't live other people's cultures, so I can't say that Indian people are niggers. But I would feel weird if an Indian people or Indian person called me my nigger, or like calf. If he came to me, hey, what's up, my nigger? I'm like, yeah, okay. I would give him the dabs. I'm like, okay, you barely black, but anyway, I'll give it to you. But it would be like, should I have given him that dab? I don't know.
What do you think about white people feeling guilty about it? You know, because there's times when they say it, and then they want to justify it. Like, yeah, but
it's not from a racist place.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying it because I feel like we're cool like that. Can a white person ever get cool enough with a black person? Whether you're family, joined by, you know, the fact that I'm chowing your family, or like whatever the circumstance may be, you know, because there's definitely not, okay, there may be the case of you guys being blood related, but your mom is your mom is black, your dad is white, right? Or your dad is black and your mom is white. Obviously, you have a cousin that's potentially full-blown, purebred Caucasian. He comes up to you, my nigga.
Yeah,
is that
a
pass or a not?
It's a not, bro. It's a not. You just don't have the right. I was watching this other video. I forgot who is by.
You know
how much material you consume on the internet, you know what I mean? But it was this guy, he was doing an interview, and he's like, it's as simple as your wife, you call her honey.
Ooh, you're gonna take
like,
it there.
Yeah, like honey is a term for woman. You can call any woman honey, right? Technically.
Okay.
But you only call your wife honey. Now why do you wanna be out there calling other women honey when they're not your honeys, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's that barrier that you need to create for yourself and understand is like, oh, I don't connect with that. We are not, no matter what I do, we are not married. In inverted commas, you are not black, we are not the same, you know what I mean? And I do think about it sometimes in the terms of, I know some white people who are niggas, in the sense of the way they grew up, you know what I mean? And I grew up with poor white people as well, in Sunnyside, you know? And we did everything. I know a white nigga, he shat in the bushes, and then there was we lived in a flat, so like, all your mail is on the ground floor, in pigeonholes. So he shouts outside and he's like, he started wiping his ass with the leaves and shit. He's like, hey, Mark, can you go get me some post? I'm like, what? Some post, I want to wipe. I was like, yeah. And I went to that guy and said, post, dog. That's some nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. those are the type of white people I grew up with as well. And I don't think it's still cool for them. Like Eminem doesn't say nigga in his music. You know, well, not that I can recall. Maybe he slid it in once or twice.
All right, but that's debatable.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We can check it out, but I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it.
There's no place where I recall Eminem going, yo, that's weird. You know,
Haley, I know you miss your mom. No, you miss your dad, and I'm. You know when he just slides it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's also another thing. This is the only part. Where I really have a conflict and I don't know how to feel about it is when it comes to music, right? Because hip hop is hella dope and I don't want to deny white people the dopeness of hip hop. So now when it comes to hip hop and the musical lyrics and saying the words, how far can they go? Do they literally have to pause when they say nigga at a concert?
You see now.
You see, like, let's say we go to a J. Cole concert. And I went to the J. Cole concert. And I was, I forgot what song it was, but it was like, we were jamming, and the word comes, when I know niggas coming, there was a white guy, like, 2-3 people down on the left of me. Like, I'm kind of just looking at the corner of my eyes, like, shit, is he saying that part of the song? You know what I mean? But it's a part of the song. And you enjoy that song maybe just as much as I do.
Yeah. Maybe that's the closest to the struggle that I've ever
you've ever been. You're like, oh shit, I feel these knickers. I can imagine a white guy on the inside who's listening to rap. It's like, shit, I feel these knickers, you know?
I wouldn't lock it if they called me.
Me neither. Tell me, what do you think about that? Like, in terms of the music, should they, when it comes to songs, do we give them a free pass? You know, if we're in the club and then there's what's the song with nigga? Pretty much every rap song, yeah. Still nigga, and he's out there to nigga. Are we gonna give him a pass? Or are we beating him up?
Then they're gonna be. Yeah, that's a situation. Honestly speaking, personally, me, myself, and I, I give zero fucks. I'm so beyond that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, if you say it, that's your problem, dog. I'm gonna give you a heads up and be like, yo, guy, you better be careful where you say that word.
Not everybody's like me.
Not everybody's like me. Honest truth. You know?
Not everybody's as forgiving.
And it's not even about me being forgiven, dog. There's other, you know, fish I'm trying to fry out here. You know, a Caucasian using the word nigga is the least of my worries right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's almost like I give such a little shit about what a racist has to think that I can't even entertain it. It's like, it's stupid, you know. Like I don't like talking to stupid people.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, it's like so you're a nigga. I'm like, okay.
Okay, and then what happens afterwards?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Dog, we're still breathing the same air. How do you feel that a nigga's breathing the same air?
Yo, oxygen. I took your oxygen.
Yeah. And you know,
I'm gonna take more with my big ass nose.
And my nigga lips. You know? Exactly. So I'm really, really not fazed.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing though. It's about more of an educational thing. So if you do come across a Caucasian that uses it, take the opportunity to educate that person. Because clearly they've
missed something.
Along the line.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them. You know.
We are a product of our environment.
You know?
Yeah.
For example, you know the situation that I experienced with my girl's mom, right?
The one with the photo.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not recall.
No. They must come to a comedy show. But what I'm saying is that situation alone, I can't blame her.
Yeah.
I really can't.
No, but the people have to know what you're talking about, bro.
Okay, for example, okay, here's a situation.
Yeah.
A video was taken, and I was left out of it completely. All right?
Yeah.
To make it easy, point one was Morgan. Point two was me. Point three was Morgan's dad. Video's been taken of Morgan's dad. Now she wants to get to Morgan. So she goes over point two, which is me. Like, literally, pick up the camera. Now you're above everybody's heads. Switch it so you're above point one and scroll back down.
Yeah.
So you can see point one, right? Now what I'm saying is I can't blame her for it. I'm so done being angry. You know, I've taken it for what it is. And then I'm like, okay, now let's try and understand it a bit more. Maybe she's trying to hide it because she doesn't want to post it on Facebook. Because she doesn't want to have a nigga on her Facebook because of what her friends might say.
Yeah, it's so just not worth the struggle, the fight, you
know.
The
same way Chris Gray doesn't have anything against black women, but he's not trying to be a hero.
He's not a freedom fighter, that's what he says.
You know, and I respect somebody who can be that honest about it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to marry a white woman because it's easier. I don't want to go through
that. You
know
what? You do you.
The same way
I'm not going to go study medicine because it's hard. It's easier just not to study medicine. But back to what I was saying, I understand why she did that because of, you know, the way she's been programmed. It's the way maybe her parents were to her upbringing and her surroundings and everything. So it took 50 years for her to be that fucked up. I'm not saying that she is fucked up, but hey, you gotta be some kind of level of fucked up to do that.
But
it's not all entirely her fault.
Yeah, it's not. That's the life that she knew.
You know, exactly. That's the only life that she's known. In fact, she's probably so shocked by the fact that her daughter has a black boyfriend. It's like, whoa, like I'm living in a parallel universe.
Now, I actually commend her for the unlearning that she's doing.
And
learning a new way that, hey, bruh.
It's possible.
I'm not what they made me out to be. And once we can try and understand that and build on that, you know.
Yeah.
You'll start to find it in you, like, you'll realize why you can't say nigger. So, you know, I think Urban Dictionary needs to actually correct it. I don't think nigger is a word used by ignorant black people. I think it's used more by ignorant white people. You know, just to be like, yo, but why can't I say that in itself is ignorant.
You can't say it because you're not part of. And it's that simple. There's nothing you could do about it, you know. So I completely hear what you're saying. Like, for me, the focus needs to shift on the offense, because taking offense almost strikes a chord of truth. You know, if I told you you're ugly, would you take offense?
No, because I know I'm hella fly.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You'd be like, okay, cool, sure, dog. Yeah. Shut up. I'm ugly, sure. You know, but when somebody calls you a nigga or a gaffer and you feel that, you're like, ugh, why do you feel that way? Why does it make you feel lower just by virtue of them saying it? You know, you should feel uplifted. It's like, look at this idiot. He still thinks like that. You should already immediately be like, ha ha ha.
That's how we've taken it and turned it into a term of endearment for ourselves.
Yeah. And you don't have a right to that term of endearment.
Because you used it to oppress us.
Yeah. So now you can't just now switch up. No, you can't just switch up on us like that. It doesn't work like that. Take what you wanted, you know? So yeah, personal opinion. I still do use it. I love the fucking word. I'm going to carry on using it. Just because I'm not one of those self-righteous people. It's like, I'm not a nigga. I am a human being. Hey, you are a human being in the world that has been constructed. And in the world that has been constructed, guess where you fall?
Nigga.
You fall on the side where there's only been one black president.
I feel like instead of
the U.S.,
niggas should embrace it more.
Hmm.
I actually feel like we should embrace
it. That's what I mean by taking it as
a public holiday.
Nigga day. Black History Appreciation Month. I think it's a theory. No, nigga month. Because that's what I mean, like, by us understanding that we share something, that rhythm that I was speaking, that dance, that feeling, you know. And I'm sorry, white people, that you guys don't have it. Like, you genuinely don't. Even when you think you do, you don't. It's similar with, like, vernacular comedy.
There's just
a thing that you just don't get in other languages or other forms of the. I think vernacular comedy is probably one of the funniest in the world, you know. But it will only explode here, obviously.
Yeah. So now, what do you also feel about people who say, okay, Shaf, for example, like, South Africans can't say the word nigger because that nigger it stems from America, for example.
Ah, dude,
black African Americans.
I think it's we share a similar struggle. We share a similar ideology. In fact, I'd aver that Americans, when we say nigger, they're like, my nigga, did you just say nigga? Oh, this is my nigga. What up, dog? He's from the motherland. He just said nigga. You know what I mean? I think that's the kind of attitude they'd have towards it, because they, as much as we're not from America, we have been oppressed. We are still sidelined. We had to share. We couldn't share bathrooms. We, you know, those things.
Yeah, it's been a collective.
It's been the niggas who have suffered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost an identification with that struggle. That's what
it's just maybe like
is.
Abu Columbus gave them nigger and then Van Riebeek gave us Kafur, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyway, we hope you're enjoying the conversation. If you want to join us, you can hit us up on Twitter, WhatsApp, all those shandies, Facebook, Instagram. On Twitter, we are the_worstguys, Instagram, the_worstguys, small letters, Facebook, the_worstguys. And yeah, just let us know what you guys think, man. At any point, if you're listening to this right now, while you're cooking in the kitchen, and you have an opinion about it, just hit us up on one of those Twitter handles and we'll get back to you, yeah? Brand new boo. This a nigga's request. Brand new boo. Yeah. What up? That's Thomas Hazy with A nigga's request.
A nigga's request. A nigga's request is that white people stop saying nigga and we carry on blasting it because we can. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys have been enjoying the topic. But now we're going to go into some news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. All right. So there's quite a lot going on locally, politically. I know last week we had a heavy, intense debate, or discussion rather. You can't debate whether or not slavery was a choice. It's just about Kanye, where he was coming from. And that kind of took up the whole podcast, but it was great. We got podcast of the week for that. So if you want to go back and listen to that, please do. It got quite intense, quite heated. And I think it was some valuable conversation had about where we're going in the future. But this week, a lot of local news. First of all, almost Mahuma Pela stepped down in the northwestern region. He's been he's alleged to have caused a lot of corruption in those streets, but you know those politicians, that's just how they do. And I think they always resign because they know it's just safer, you know, let me just resign, maybe I can go out quietly. But hopefully he still faces the wrath of justice. But as we know, the National Prosecuting Authority is a piece of shit. Anyway, Patricia DeLille as well. We haven't spoken about that, but Patricia DeLille has been suspended from the DA and she's no longer the mayor of Cape Town, which is wild, wild, wild. Apparently she's like a dictator, bruh. But I can see it. I can totally see Patricia DeLille being like a dictator type of leader, you know. She reminds me of that hectically strict, color teacher you had. You know, she always had the bars and the truth, but she didn't fuck around. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'll clap you. I'll take you back to your mother now. Yes, sir. This is my classroom. You know, that type of teacher. I think DeLille's got that kind of leadership style. You know, she doesn't fuck around, bro. But anyway, we'll see what she does about that. Apparently she's going to take them to court. But yeah, we'll see. And then, Musi Maimane, the DA looks like it's actually in a shambles. There's so much going on in there. And it seems like they've lost themselves or their place in our society. Because they were the big opposing force to the ANC. And now with the rise of the EFF, they've kind of had to reshift, where they sit as the, opposition party, because they still are the opposition party, but I don't think it'll be that way for too long unless they find a stronghold in society, you know, a place where they can be like, okay, this is the thing that we believe in and we're stamping on, and we know that the people want it. You know, EFF has got land, economic freedom, boom. We know that the people want it, and badly, so we're going to vote for that. ANC has liberation, boom. We've wanted that, we have it, we appreciate it. We are going to vote for you endlessly. DA. DA has Musi Maimane. Musi Maimane, the perfect image of Rainbow Nation bliss. Black man leader with a white wife. How picture perfect. So yeah, I think it's a little bit of a shambles there, but Musi Maimane is taking on privilege and, apparently is causing some disruptions within the organization. And I'm quite impressed by Maimane doing that in the first place, because, I mean, he's challenging the people who are paying his check. You know what I mean? And white privilege is something that I think there's still a lot of white people who are afraid to accept and embrace that.
How do you think things are going to turn out for him?
For Musi? Shame, man. I envision him like when he goes to sleep at night, he has like dreams of being the president. Like, that's all he sees, you know, one day. Oh, how am I going to do this? I just don't think it's going to happen for him. You know, he's just going to be like the sideline guy for eternity, you know, just because of who he's chosen to affiliate with. The fact that he has a white wife. I know it's stupid, but South Africans are stupid when it comes to race like that, you know. So those type of things will always hinder him from actually getting to the Iron Throne. So I do respect him as a leader, though. I don't think he's stupid. I don't think he has any malice or ill thought. I just think he's just another politician trying to make it, you know. And unfortunately, the DA
chose
is losing.
The wrong party.
Yeah, he chose the wrong party. The DA is losing its grip on our society and what we want.
Do you think if which other party do you think he would have, you know, blended in with well,
Doug,
if he wasn't with the DA?
Doug, I don't know. I think he belongs there. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
He's playing his role. Do you know when you're in a movie?
You say he doesn't fit in ANC, EFF, no way.
I think maybe the EFF could harbor him. But I don't think he could lead the EFF. And therefore, I don't think he could be president. Do you know what I mean? I don't think the EFF would eventually say, yeah, we want Musi Mamani to lead the charge on land redistribution.
Do you think he's soft? He's too soft? Because he has a very, very calm demeanor versus other...
I don't think he's soft. I just think he's a very diplomatic leader. And it's rough because they always tune him like Mini Mandela. There was those cartoons of him under Mandela's foot. And he kind of is a Mini Mandela because he wants equality for everyone and peace for everyone. And that rainbow nation is what he's shooting for.
And niggas ain't trying to hear
that. Yeah, niggas, we're done with that, you know. So he's in a very difficult position, whereas he can't now switch up his manifesto, so to speak. You know, his whole ideology has to change if he wants to go anywhere else.
You never know, the spirit of Mandela.
It might take over, which is the spirit of Mandela is very strong. But I'm very happy with the fact that he's actually taking on white privilege within the DA. I think that's an important conversation to be had. And then also Cyril Ramaphosa versus Tom Moyane. The SARS head has been in a little bit of trouble. He's getting charged for various dubious acts in SARS, including Gupta-linked monies, also paying himself excessive bonuses, and him and his other ministers, and also making people within SARS keep quiet, keep mum about the rogue unit that was being investigated earlier last year or later last year. So yeah, he's going to town. He's going to town and going to the courts. And yeah, he might have to pay out of his own pocket if he does not succeed. So yeah, that's what's happening in the world, in the stories that have taken our attention this week, but mostly local stories, I see. Anything else that has been happening trending wise? There was the Met Gala that people are going crazy about.
Yo, 2 Chainz proposed at the Met Gala.
Oh shit, who to? Who's his dame?
Yo, his dame is his dame.
His dame is his dame. So you did you see the actual proposal?
Nah, I saw pictures of it. I was like, yo, what a place to actually propose. Like, you're so done.
Yeah.
You guys are both looking fly. You know, girls are always on that, oh my gosh, when you propose to me, make sure that I'm in a position to be able to take pictures. My sister, when she got proposed to and she had the ring on and everything, she was busy telling me, oh my gosh, he didn't even wait for me to have my nails done so I can take nice pictures. Because my nails are chopped, and I'm like, jeez, really?
Really? Yeah, but people went all out. There's a religious theme, and I think it had to do with Catholicism, because I just saw Jesus pieces and
everywhere, even
like
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah with a fucking cross on his arm. It was swaggy, though. It looked hella swaggy. Yeah. Rihanna obviously killed it.
Looking like a pope.
Yeah, like a female Pope Francis, baby. So that was cool. Also, been making wave, Childish Gambino's This Is America video.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I'm sure you are all aware. If you're not, please go check it out. This Is America, just talking about, you know, artist's job is to represent the times.
What and do you think he's interpreting in that fear? In that,
because
I think like taking it different ways.
Yeah. I think it's mostly like we just carry on dancing and jamming and being like this while all this shit is happening in our background. You know what I'm saying? You know, you the choir can be up there singing, oh, it's good and nice. Oh, let's shoot the whole choir. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, let's carry on dancing. You know, this is America. Cool. You know, and I think he uses the children as well as, you know, black children. The idea that we are the ones who are causing the havoc. But here we are. We just dancing around. You know what I'm saying?
You see him shout out that guara guara.
Hey, dog, it was insane. The guara guara is making waves around the world. And I can't wait for the rest of the world to catch on to our other moves. Yes, it's when they catch on to the manisa. Yes, it's game over, boy.
And the whole world is going to bring it as a new dance move, and we're going to be like, guys, but this is a throwback.
This is a throwback, boy. The tipa tipa. Yes, they're going to stop twerking. Like, no, guys, we need to simplify this move.
Niggas, this is going to get broken out here.
Yeah.
I'll tipa on your dick. Exactly, last question. Exactly. Quick side note.
Yeah.
Would you have a problem if your Caucasian girlfriend or spouse ever said, oh, yeah, fuck me with your nigga dick? Oh, that nigga dick.
I'd be like, what? okay. That's when I go in my hardest. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna show you, I'm a nigga. You gonna scream tonight. You gonna learn today.
So you'd have a problem with her saying your nigga dick.
Yes. In the moment, I'm not gonna be like, okay, no, I'm not gonna take away my dick. I'm just gonna be like, okay, shop, you gonna call me a nigga. And I saw my spank her ass push back. You know when your five fingers on the ass and it's ring.
Oh shit.
Say that one more time. I fucking smack the back of your head while
you never know.
Shit.
You find a freak and she likes it and she says it even louder than neighbors here.
Go, nigga, go. Oh, shit.
Then tomorrow the neighbor, oh, Mark. Sorry, did you give her the nigga dick?
No. Tomorrow the neighbor's like, is everything okay? I heard some controversy last night. Yeah. Did you go through something traumatic? No, it's just my nigga husband.
Ah, shit.
You see, that's why you shouldn't say nigga. Even if you're a white-ass woman getting pumped by a nigga dick, keep it to yourself. Just be like, this nigga dick, good. But in your own head, because it is good. Anyway, yo, you know what it is with the worst guys. We always wrap out with a worst guy cipher. What are we doing today? What are you feeling? Is it we just going on a beat?
Yeah. I've already got something special.
You got something lined up. All right, let's pump it up. Let's give the people what they want. Give the people what they want. Ooh, yes, sir. Did you just do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to stand up for this one.
Yeah. No, I think I'm in the zone. Yeah.
All I do is spit fire bars. I go by the name of REHAB. I'm a worst guy's representative. Worst. Okay, are you ready for me? Mark, are they ready for me?
I don't think so. I don't think so, dog.
Jesus.
Let him know.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Hey. Whoa.
Here we go.
Always up in the morning, always up in the early morning. I'm never snoring, I'm working, getting what I deserve and everything come in my way because I stay on my knees and I pray to the G-O-D. Hey, worst guys, G's are on the streets every night, day and night. Hey, better not get a fight when we in the comedy room because Malcolm Dooley brings the doom and on the 20th of May, he might just make the whole room explode from laughter. So much chatter about him in the streets, people saying, oh my gosh, is that really Malcolm Dooley? Hey,
lying, I'm a beast, lying in the streets. Everybody know that I'm banging on my chest and I know I'm the best, fuck the rest. I'm not even gonna take your test, cause I'm passing with all A's all the time. So I don't need your losers on my mind. I'm just doing my own thing, getting my own bling, getting my own rings, getting my own chicks, getting my own flicks, getting my own things. Cause I'm getting money now and I'm being funny now. Anybody in the crowd can step to me and say, hey, Malcolm Dooley, can we take a pic? You're looking so sick with your fly ass shoes and your dope pad do. Hey, how do you do every day? Come through every day with the pain and the way that you slay. It's so insane, I don't even know how I can take it any day, anyway. Like,
hey, I am just the worst guys living. I am in the Cliff Central building, killing it on the airwaves. Everybody knows that I'm brave, I'm the worst guy. Everybody knows that I'm fly, everybody knows I'm the guy, I'm the shit. I am so legit, and your chick wants to come to me. Yeah, my click, I said, no, ho, I got a girl at home. Better yet, no. I got a wife,
ho.
And I can I never make you my
home.
Life. Hey,
no. Ho, I got a girl at home.
Ho,
no. Ho, I got a girl at home. I got a girl at home. I'm here in my dome, in my own head. It's such a big space. It's like I'm in space. Elon Musk in my mind, and I'm going to Mars. And I've got these bars, but it's like I'm trying to get these cars with this money. Everybody trying to think I'm funny, but it's okay. I know you fucking love me. It doesn't have to do with my jokes or my punchlines. It's because you see my sexy curve line, and you know I'm the dopest guy. I'm the worst guy.
Hey. Oh,
don't even come to me when I'm rapping in the studio, Cliff Central G. Cause I'm always on it. Everybody wanna bong it, but I say just bong it. Bong
hey.
It. Dick times two, take it times three, maybe four. Even if it's at your door, you can have some more. Grow it in your back garden, yo. It's legal now, bro.
I'm just the worst guy's living. I am a worst guy's villain. I am a worst guy's chilling. I am a worst guy. Worst guy living. I'm just the worst guy living. I am just the worst guy chilling. I am just the worst guy's villain. I'm just the worst guy. Worst guy living.
And we are
this is CliffCentral.com.